Today's shiur Masechta Pesachim, Masechta Shkalim, Daf Beis. We have the schus to begin learning Masechta Shkalim. Actually, a very unique Masechta in Daf Yomi, because it's a Masechta that doesn't have any Talmud Bavli. It only has Talmud Yerushalmi, and we're going to learn the Masechta with the Yerushalmi, as is part of the Seder Daf Yomi. Every year, every Jew, as we're going to learn, had to contribute a machs, a shekel, to the Beis HaMikdash. That money was used for the various kabbonis tzibur that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash and for other communal needs that were needed in the Beis HaMikdash. And as our Mishnah begins to teach us, we're going to learn from when they started collecting, announcing and collecting the mitzvah machs, a shekel. The Rambam says that the mitzvah machs, a shekel, is one of the Taryag mitzvahs. Seemingly, that the opinion of the Rambam is that Machsa Shekel applied in all generations. The other Rishonim disagree, and they say the Machsa Shekel only applies when the Beis HaMikdash is standing. The Machsa Shekel is there as the way to take a census in Klal Yisrael, but that not the Machsa Shekel is a mitzvah to say the Raisa. The Gra opinion is the Machsa Shekel is a halacha l'Moshe m'Sinai. The opinion of the Rambam and the Ramban is that the time from when somebody is obligated to give the Machsa Shekel begins by Bar Mitzvah. Many other Rishonim, Rashi and the Rosh, are of the opinion that Machsa Shekel begins at the age of 20. And in fact, the Ramban, Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tov Reish Tzadik Dalet Sif Aleph, says that the Zeich L'Machsa Shekel that we give on Tanis Esther typically starts at the age of 20. Moreover, Rashi's opinion is that it's not at your 20th birthday that you consider 20. If you're 20 on the Rosh Hashanah before Adar, then you mechuyev Machsa Shekel. However, there are many Rishonim the opinion that there are two rules of Machsa Shekel. There's the Doraisa and the Derabbanan, and that the Doraisa indeed begins by 20, but the Derabbanan begins earlier. Certainly, even the Rambam, whose opinion is the Machsa Shekel is a mitzvah say Doraisa, will agree that Bezman Azeh, the mitzvah Machsa Shekel doesn't exist, because Machsa Shekel is very much connected to the Beis HaMikdash. And now that we unfortunately don't have a Beis HaMikdash, there is no Machsa Shekel either. The Tariq Dosha, as we're going to learn, when it discusses the Machsa Shekel, says, Hoshe lo yarbe v'da lo yamit mi Machsa Shekel, that the obligation of Machsa Shekel is a fixed amount for every person. So begins the Mishnah, Becha ba'adar, on Rosh Chodesh Adar, Mashmim al Ashkolim. We announce to bring the Machsa Shekel. The reason we begin on Rosh Chodesh Adar, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, is that the Machsa Shekel begins on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So since the time for bringing the Machsa Shekel begins on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, we need to give people the time to make the get prepared for the mitzvah of Machsa Shekel. The Rashba says that we don't make a bracha on the mitzvah Machsa Shekel, because just like, and this is a perfect connection to what we learned at the end of Masechta Shkalim, that just like we don't make a bracha on Matnas Kahuna, which what we discussed at the end of Masechta Pesachim when we spoke about Pidyon HaBen, we don't make a bracha on Machsa Shekel, because the halacha, explains the Rashba, is Kohanim Meshulchan Gevoyu Kazachu. The Kohanim, what they get is not from us, it's really what they get from Shemayim. So we're not really giving anything that belongs to us. The Pasuk says in Divrei Yomim, Kim Mimcha Kol U'miyotcha Nosnu Loch. When a Jew gives the Machsa Shekel, he's actually announcing that what I'm giving doesn't really belong to me. It really belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, the way to show it is by not making the bracha, because I'm not really giving something that is not mine. Another explanation that The Shas of Tshuvas Shem Shimon says that the reason we don't make a bracha on Machzor Shekel is because the mitzvah is really only fulfilled once the carbon, which was is brought with the from the once the animal the carbon is brought from that money. Till that is done, we really haven't fulfilled the mitzvah. But there are Rishonim that actually suggest that we do make a bracha when we give the Machzor Shekel. Obviously, when we're fulfilling it midraisa, the bracha is Asher Kedishonu b'mitzvayso v'tzivonu loseis machzis ha-shekel. There's another interesting question. When do you fulfill the mitzvah machzis ha-shekel? The Sefer Gur Aryeh Yehuda says that only when bringing the money to the Beis HaMikdash how you fulfill the mitzvah. Others say it could be as soon as you separate the money and designate it for the mitzvah machzis ha-shekel. So the Mishnah taught us that be'echa ba'adam ha-shmirim al-shkolim Rosh Chodesh Adar is the time that we announce that everybody should bring the shkolim. So by Rosh Chodesh Nissan, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, that's the time to bring the Machzor Shekel. And I saw that the Rishonim point out that this is consistent with the Gemara that we learned in Masechet Pesachim, Masechet Megillah, that Shloshim Yom Koinam Achag, Darshim Bin Yonach Achag, 30 days before the Yontif, we already begin speaking about the Yontif. So since the time for the new Shkolim, as we're going to learn, is Rosh Chodesh Nissan, Shloshim Yom before is Rosh Chodesh Adar, and that's the time. Although there's a question, if we want it to be 30 days, it should maybe be even before Rosh Chodesh Adar, because the halacha is that 4 days before we use the new Kabbanis, the halacha is we already have to prepare the animals we're going to use. And therefore, there are those that want to suggest that this man for Machzor Shekel really ought to be even earlier than Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Even though we make the announcement on Rosh Chodesh Adar, the actual beginning to give the Machzor Shekel begins on, as we're going to learn, on Tes Vav Adar. That's when they started actually giving the Machzor Shekel. And Bizman Azeh, as we mentioned a moment ago, there unfortunately no longer is any Machzor Shekel because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. We don't need to contribute for the Kabbanis, but we still have Parsha Shkolim. A very interesting discussion in the Paiskim. What is Parsha Shkolim a Zecher for? Is the Parsha Shkolim a Zecher for the giving of the Machzor Shekel? Or is the Parsha Shkolim a Zecher for the Achroza? The Nafkamina will be, can you call up a cotton on the bar mitzvah for the Leah Parsha Shkolim? If it's a zeicher for the giving of the Machzor Shekel, we shouldn't call up a katan who doesn't have to give Machzor Shekel. Actually, we shouldn't even call up a bar mitzvah boy under 20, given that we mentioned that the mitzvah of Machzor Shekel, according to many Rishonim, only begins when you're 20 years old. But if the Parsha Shkolim that we read every year is only a zeicher for Achroza, the Achroza, anyone can do the Achroza. Anyone can make the announcement that we just learned in the Mishnah. And if that were the case, even Ketanim could get the Aliyah. The meaning is that we don't give Ketanim the Aliyah of Machzor Shekel. There's also an interesting question. What's the halacha if on the first Rosh Chodesh and Adar, when it's Parsha Shkolim, they did not read Parsha Shkolim, could be made up the rest of the month? The Maramshik and the Binyan Shloima are of the opinion that it could be made up throughout the entire month of Adar, very much in line with what we're learning in our Mishnah. The opinion of Mishnah Brura is, and that's the opinion of the Shaar Ephraim as well, is that if you didn't read the Parsha Machzor Shekel at the right time, at the beginning of Adar, it cannot be made up. So it says the Mishnah Be'echa Ba'adar, Mashmim al Shkolim, Val Klayim, that one should remove Klayim from all of it. If somebody has klayim growing in his field, he has to uproot it, because of course we know that klayim may not be kept in somebody's field. So I saw that the Bar Tanura says a very important halacha. He says that even though when it comes to klayim, if somebody accidentally mixed in a different type of species with the klayim, the halacha is that the Eved, if it's the right shear, 1/24, the halacha is it becomes bottle. And that's only regarding if it was planted that way. But if you planted two species together, two species which are klayim, says the Bar Tanura, then there's no shear. Even the smallest amount would have to be uprooted. And he explains that there's a difference between when you plant the two species together separately, and now they grew together, there's no bittul, because he says bittul is only passable when you have something mutter and something usser. And now the question is, if the thing, the article that's usser is bottle in the heter, do we say bittul or we don't say bittul? But what is the ratio? But when the two items, the two articles that we're discussing are two separate objects, the halacha is that there's no concept of bittul. The Taisus Yontif asks, we find bittul by basa b'chalav. And if we look at basa b'chalav, basa for itself is mutter, and chalav for itself is mutter. And yet we say bittul. So he explains that basa b'chalav is unique. Because the Torah, when it describes the Isra Bas B'chalav, says, Lo Savashal Gadi B'chalevi Moi. The Torah says it's also Derech Bishol. The Torah, by saying it's also by Derech Bishol, is actually telling us that only when they give tam to each other is there a problem. If they're not giving tam to each other, there is no problem. But that is not the case by any other Isra. And if we start with two articles, like we start with two species that are both independently mutter, then we don't say any concept of bittul. So our Mishnah just taught us that on Echad Be'odor, we teach about shkolim, and we teach about the klayim to make sure. And there many mefarshim try to explain why. So the Binyan Shloiman Simen Nun Hei explains that the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, that Flamed Gimel on the base, tells us that Rav Shimon ben Yochai, after he came out of the Mara, after he came out of the cave where he was hidden all those years, the first thing he did was he made something on behalf of the community. He made a place where Kohanim could walk and not be concerned that there are any graves buried there. And the same thing we find, the Yaakov Avinu, when he came out of Charan, he made merchatzos, bathhouses, shvokim, marketplaces, he made coins. He did all these things for Tzorchei Harabim. And in fact, the Magen Avraham and Simon Reish Yud Ches Sivkot Mbeis, the Mishnah Berurah there in Sivkot Lam Mbeis quotes this Magen Avraham, says, Misha Nasloi Nes. If somebody had a Nes happen to them, Yisakein Tzorchei Tziba Ba'or, B'iroi. He should do something for the benefit of the community. V'toiv V'roi Lonukach. So he says, right now we're coming to Adar. Adar is the time where we had the tremendous nes of Purim. And Purim is a time of Nisim. And then we go into Nisan, which is again time of Nisim, of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the way a Jew celebrates those Nisim is by doing something on behalf of Klal Yisrael. And not only does he say that, but he says if we look at the various activities that our Mishnah suggests should be done in Adar for the community, they're very much similar to what Yaakov Avinu and Rav Shimon ben Yochai did to commemorate that's what a Jew does when something good happens to him. Furthermore, when we speak about this halacha, the Mishnah says, Mechlizim al shkolim val klayim. So I saw a beautiful vart from the Imri Chaim. He says, we know when we speak about shkolim, we give a machsa shekel. Machsa shekel, why a machsa shekel? Why don't we give a full shekel? So he explains, because the lesson of a machzis a shekel is to teach us that no Jew is on his own. We're only a machzis. We need to combine together with others to be considered significant. So now that we've learned the lesson that we need to combine with others, we would perhaps think that we could combine with anyone. Teaches us the Mishnah, as much as there's a halacha, a machrizin, that we make this announcement that we have to al shkolim, that we have to look at ourselves only as a machsa shekel, and therefore we need to combine with others. As much as we have to make that, as much as we have to learn that lesson al klayim, we also have to remember with whom we combine. We can't just combine with people who will be a bad influence. The Ben Ish Chai quotes the Sefer Delos Eliyahu. That just like before Tishrei, we have the month of Elul to prepare ourselves for Tishrei, for the Yom and the Roim. So too, the entire month of Adar, as we're about to learn in our Mishnah, is a month of preparation. And the way a Jew prepares himself for Nisan is by doing mitzvahs. And the Sfasemis says that the Gemara Masechta Tainis, the Achof Tesom and Aleph, teaches us, Kishem Shemishanichnas Av, Mematim Besimcha, Kach Mishanichnas Odomarbim Besimcha. So he asks, what's the connection between the Simcha of Adar and the Velus of Av? So he says, what we learn from here is that when Adar came, they Mashmir Mashkolim, they started doing mitzvahs. And once they did mitzvahs, that brought Simcha. And that's what we're saying, that the way to get to Simcha is through doing mitzvahs. And that's why in Av, where we don't do certain mitzvahs, that's why we're matim a simcha. The simcha of a Jew is very much connected to his ability to do mitzvahs. That is what brings mitzvah. That's what brings simcha to us. Ubiyam Chamisha Asabai, on the 15th day of Adar, Karnas Megillah B'Krachim, any city that has a wall from the time of Yeshua ben Nun, that's when we start reading, that's when we read the Megillah. Umasaknas Adrachimus Rechavos, that's the time we start clearing out the roads. And the Rosh Hashanah makes an interesting observation. That's the day that is Purim. And on Purim, we do this. So Rosh Hashanah, I think what Rosh Hashanah means to say, that since a pidin, the halacha is that on Purim, one is allowed to do malacha. And certainly if it's a malacha to benefit the tzibur, it's something that may be done on Purim, and that's how we begin doing this on Chamisha Asar of Adar. Mikvah Samayim. We also have the places that are mikvahs, and is they might have gotten clogged up from all of the rain and the mud of the winter, so we clean them out. Voice and called Tzarech Rabim, the Gemara will explain what else do we do on behalf of the Tzibur. Mitzayinin as a kfaris, through the winter, the line or the markers around the graves might have gotten ruined, so we want to make sure that they're properly marked, as we mentioned earlier, that chas v'shalom, nobody should come, that the kahanim should not come in contact with them, or even regular people should know if they come in contact, they will become tamei. V'yotzim el klaim. We go out on the klaim. And Tosfos, the Batanur and Tosfos Yontov explain what the Mishnah is coming to teach us is that even though we already made an announcement as we began the Mishnah at the beginning of the month, that one should be careful with klayim, that isn't adequate. We go out to make sure that if there's any klayim, that it should be uprooted and that there shouldn't be any klayim. And as I saw the Rishonim go on to explain, one would think that since klayim grow on everybody's private property, so everybody should have to take care of it themselves, the Mishnah is teaching us that it becomes Bezdin's responsibility to go out and make sure that there is no klayim. The Shas HaTshuvos says that why do we do it on Tezva B'Adar? He says, going back to what we mentioned earlier at the Shir, when a nes occurred to somebody, he's supposed to use that as a time to grow and to do Tzarechei Rabim. So since Tezva B'Adar is Purim, it's a day a nes happened to us, what we're supposed to do on a day that nes happened for us is use it to grow and do something on behalf of the community. And that's why the Batanura says that even though the announcement was made, we don't just rely on an announcement by Klaim, we have to personally get involved to see what's going on. Ask the Gemara, V'lom Mabech Ba'adar, why was the announcement about Shkola made on Rosh Chodesh Adar? Says the Gemara, K'dei Shiviyu Yisrael Shkolim by Nosom, that they should have the opportunity to bring the Karbon, the Shkolim on the proper time, which is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Titram Truma Salishka, so we will be able to take out the new Truma, Mechadosha, from the new Shkol Bezmano in its proper time, Bechib Nisan. As we're going to learn, that what they used to do was that they had big boxes in a room, in a chamber in the Beis HaMikdash, where there they put in all the Shkolim, and they took out from those boxes, from three of those boxes, we're going to discuss this extensively later in the Masechta, how they took it out. And until that is done, it's not considered really Trumas Halishka. Only when they take out this money does it have it at the Kedushas Truma, and actually the halacha is at that point, it's not subject to Me'ilah either anymore. Says the Gemara, V'amar Rav Shmuel Barav, Tumas HaLishkan B'tchilasa, that you should do it on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, just like the first time it was done on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, V'hi b'chodesh Rishi b'shana ha'shenis, b'echel chodesh hukam mishkan, v'tanei Allah, b'yoyim shukam ba mishkan, on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, when the mishkan was erected, by b'yoyim nitra truma, that was the time that they took off the new truma, and since that's what the time that they took off the new truma, that's why that's the day that we needed all in place. Just like in the first year, that's the need we needed every year that time. Another reason that the Bavli, in Masechet Megillah, that Yud Gimel on the base teaches us that they did it on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, the Gemara says, Tzofi v'goli yidu lefni misha'am v'aylam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew she'asar Haman Arasha lishko kikrois of Yisrael, that Haman was going to give Achashverosh this large payout to destroy Klal Yisrael, and that's why Lefika Chigdem v'amal Moshe she'hikle Yisrael kaidem l'shikle Haman, we should give it before. Says the Gemara, Rav Tavi Rav Yoshe b'shem Rav Kahana just quoted this brisa and says the Torah regarding the Karbonis says Nema Kan Chodesh, as the Torah Chodesh. The Torah says Zois Olus Chodesh Bechotche Hashana Bechotche L'chotche Hashana. The Nema L'Halon, and the Torah uses a similar word Chotche regarding Nissan. Ma Chotche Shenema L'Halon. Just like when the Torah uses that word there, Ein Moinim Elam Nissan, we count from Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Af Chotche Shenema Kan. So too, when we speak about the Trumas Alishkan, Ein Moinim Elam Nissan, we begin from Rosh Chodesh Nissan. The Halacha only, and Tori Evans says, only after the Edom came and Rosh Chodesh Nissan was declared as Rosh Chodesh Nissan, that's when they started using the new Shkolim. There's interesting Shaila that the Chroinim discuss. If Rosh Chodesh Nissan is the middle of the week, so one of the purposes of the money that was used from the Shkolim was to bring the Lechem Aponim. And the Lechem Aponim, we know, was put in on Shabbos and was removed the following Shabbos. And the question is that by next Shabbos, it's going to be after Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So which funds were used for the Lechem Aponim? It was put in on the old year, before Rosh Chodesh Nissan, but it was actually going to be eaten on the new year. So what is used? So the Pnei Yeshua says that since the main point of the Lechem Aponim is the eating of the Lechem Aponim, and by the time this Lechem Aponim is going to be eaten, it's already going to be Rosh Chodesh, so therefore, the Halacha says the Pnei Yeshua is, if I know the next Shabbos is going to be ready after Rosh Chodesh Nissan, I should use the new Truma, the new Shkolim, to prepare that Lechem Aponim. Amar Yoyna Shavak Rav Tevi Rosh Yudha Masnisit, Rav Tevi, who just quoted the Brisa, didn't quote the beginning of the Brisa, Vamar a cipher, and only taught us the end of the Brisa, the Loikain. If we won't bring the beginning of the Brisa, we really won't understand. And the Gemara says, Hador, this is the entire text of the Brisa. The Tani, the Pasuk says, Zois oilus chacha b'chachai, Yochosh sheitarim b'kal chodesh v'chodesh, every Rosh Chodesh, we could bring, we do Truma Salishkin again, from scratch, Tamalayma b'chotchei l'chotchei Hashanah. B'chodesh Echad, the Truma Salishka was done once, Hu Toirim l'chol chotchei Hashanah. It's done once for the entire year. Yochel b'ezeh chodesh shiirtza. So we think you could do it any month of the year that you so please. Nemekan chotchei, v'nem lahal chotchei. And that's why the Brisa concludes. Here the Torah uses the word chache, and there the Torah uses the word chache. Malahalon, it means malahan chache, malahan chache, ma chache, shenem malahalon, ein mon el menissen. When the Torah uses the word chache, there it means Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Av chache shenem kan, here too it means ein mon el menissen. The Gemara says, going back to the beginning of the Mishnah, Be'echa ba'odor mashmim lashkolim. Ask the Gemara, what does that mean, mashmiyin? What does it mean that we speak, we let you hear? Says the Gemara, Rav Huna, Amar Machrizin. they make an announcement. They make an announcement that everybody should get prepared to bring the new Machzor Shekel. Hechmat Admar, like we find the Pasuk in Divrei Yomim, where the Pasuk says, V'yitnu kol b'Yehuda b'Yishalayim, that they make an announcement. And here too, we make this announcement. Says the Gemara, Taman Taninan, we learned the Masech the Megillah. Ein Beit Adam Rishon L'Adam Sheni, we know that in a Jewish leap year, we have two Adars. So says the Mishnah there, Ein Bein Adar Rishon L'Adar Sheni, there is no halachic difference between Adar Rishon L'Adar Sheni, El Mikra Megillah, and Matanis Lav Yoinim, which are done in Adam and Adar Sheni, not in Adar Rishon. Rav Simon B'Shem Rav Yishua, Ben Levi, Af Shimush Shogolim V'Klayim, the din of Mashmim Ashkolim and Klayim that we just learned in the Mishnah, is also Beinayim, that they're done in Adar Sheni, not in Adar Rishon. Rav Chelbav Rav Huna, Rav Shem, Rav Chi, Rabba, Hakol Yoitzim, everybody agrees. Everybody can be Yoitz the Chi of a Mikra Megillah on Abba also, on the 14th of Adar, Shuzman Kriyasa, because that's the primary time that we're supposed to read the Megillah. And they only said you could also read it on the 15th day of Adar if you live in a city that has a wall from the time of Yeshua ben Nun. And the reason everybody's Yoitzah on the 14th day of Adar, it's because there's a concept of Eim Avir Malamitzvus. So the Gemara's question is, if indeed there's such a concept of Eim Avir Malamitzvus, so why don't we do everything from Chodesh Rishon? Why don't we do Mashmir Mala Shkolim Ala Klayim already from other Rishon? Amos, Amr Rabbi Yosef Yos. However, it is correct to wait for Adar Sheni. Klum Amr Mashmir Mala Shkolim, because why is the reason that Rosh Chodesh Adar we make this announcement? Because, loy, isn't it because Kadesh Shiva Yisrael Shiklaim by Nosam? That they should bring their Shkolim in the proper time, which as we just finished learning is Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So explains the Gemara. Im at Amav Adam Rishon, if you're going to say that they're going to announce the Shkolim already in Rosh Chodesh Rishon, at Kedoyim is Bishat Shitin Yoimim. So there's going to be 60 days from when the announcement is made till when they bring it. And that's enough time for everybody to forget. Because they don't want people to forget, they wait for Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. And similarly, says the Gemara, Klom Amr Yotzim al-Klaim, the only reason we go out to look at the Klaim, Kadesh Yitzmachim Nikarim, that as we explained, that they should see if Klaim has grown in the field. Im Omer At Adar Rishon, and if you're going to say they're going to go out on Adar Rishon, At Kedoyin in the Kikin. And that time, they're going to be the plants are very insignificant, and we'd not be able to tell if there's klayim. And that's why we have to wait for other shteini, where it's noticeable if there's klayim. Rav Chizkiya Shol, says the Gemara, Rav Chizkiya asks, Mi'ata, since they go out and Rosh Chodesh Adar, because that's when people have enough time to prepare, but ask the Gemara, B'nei Bavel, they live far away from Yerushalayim, and they lived in a world where there wasn't much travel taking place between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. Mashmim Ashkolim, it would be appropriate that the announcement should be made Merosh Shalchayiv at the beginning of the winter. V'loy, isn't the entire reason that we do this Mashkim Ashkolim is Kadesh Shvi Yisrael Shkelim by Nosam, V'titram Tumas Aloshim B'chadosh B'zman B'echad B'nissan, and if we're only going to make the announcement on Rosh Chodesh Adar, that wouldn't be enough time for the people in Bavel to get their new Shkolim into the Beis HaMikdash. Hesev Rav Ula Kamei Ramana. So Rav Ula responded, V'ataninen, the Mishnah we're going to learn later in a Masech that teaches us, B'shloisha Prakim B'shana Tarmas Alishka. There were three times in the year they went through the procedure of taking out the new Shkolim. B'froisa Pesach, 15 days before Pesach, Rosh Chodesh Nissan, B'froisa Atzeres, 15 days before Shvius, B'froisa Chag, 15 days before Sukkos. Amalei, Neymar, shouldn't we explain that what is the purpose of doing it in three different times? Elon the Craven, the people who live close to Yerushalayim and were able to deliver their Shkolim to Yerushalayim B'Rosh Chodesh Nissan, therefore B'Froyis HaPesach. Their Shkolim are there 15 days before Pesach, and those Shkolim are used for there. Elon the Rechaikim, those who are a little more distant, should be done B'Froyis HaTzeres. And Elon the Rechaikim, in those that are either further, B'Froyis HaChag. So we see that we don't have to go at the beginning of the winter. We could go all Rosh Chodesh Adar, and the people who live further from Eretz Yisrael, their Shkolim will arrive in Eretz Yisrael further. Amalei, says the Gemara, that's not true. Kulak Achsba, Everybody's shkolim come at the same time. Everybody's shkolim have to be there by Rish Chodesh Nissan. So if that's the case, if everybody's shkolim have to be there by Rish Chodesh Nissan, so why do we have to take it out three separate times? All of the shkolim are there. Do it then. Answers the Gemara. Why is it done that way? To make publicize. Everybody should see what happens with Trumas Alishka. It's something that's very important. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi says in the name of Rabbi Hain Nikra, if we read these psukim, v'loy nivas. When we read these psukim, we have to become shiver. We have to become embarrassed. L'toiva. When Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael to donate to the Mishkan, the pasuk says, kol nediv lev. Only people who are that generous donated. But when it came l'ra, for the making the eagle, the pasuk says, v'yisbarku kol am. Everybody donated. And therefore, it's very embarrassing to Klal Yisrael that they were more generous for the eagle than they were for the Mishkan. Similarly, Taiva, when it says that Kabbalah Torah, it says V'yotze Moshe Sa'am. To gather Klal Yisrael for Kabbalah Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu had to gather them to come. When a raw, when it came to send the Meraglim, Moshe Rabbeinu did not have to do any effort. Rather, the pasuk says V'tikun V'ay Kolchem. Everybody on their own came running to do the chait of an eagle. L'Taiva. When the pasuk says the Klal Yisrael sang Shira as they came out of the Yamsuf, it says Oz Yosher Moshe Bnei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that had to urge them to sing the Shira. La'ira, but by after Meraglim came back with the terrible reports about Eretz Yisrael, there was no urging needed on their own. V'tisa kol ha'eda v'yitnos kol v'yifka. Amma Rav Chiya bar Abba. We see that in the Navi also. The pasuk says, "Ochein hishchimu hishchisu." When it comes to do averus hishchimu, kol hashchasa shayoysim. Anytime they did an avera, bashkama hayoysim. I say they got up early in the morning to do an avera, and that again speaks bad about us that we're anxious to do the wrong thing. But says the Gemara, comments the Gemara. Omer of Abba ba'acha ein ata yochel la'amra al ufya shlamazu. It's very hard to figure out Klal Yisrael. Nitbam le'egel, they're asked to contribute for the egel, for noistim, and they give. Nitbam le'mishkan, and similarly when they ask to give to the mishkan for noistim. Klal Yisrael are people to give all different types. So I saw that Ramey Shapiro explained this Gemara as follows. He says that we need to understand this Gemara. Our Gemara seems to teach us that they were more generous in contributing for the Egel than they were for the Mishkan. How is that possible? How do we understand that Klal Yisrael acted that way? So Ramey Shapiro said a beautiful pshat. He said, when it came to the Egel, we know, happened before the Mishkan. So when they came to the Egel, as we just learned in the Gemara, they all contributed. And when they all contributed for the Egel, then they saw what happened. The eagle came and it caused such a terrible tragedy for Klal Yisrael. Then when they came to collect for the Mishkan, Klal Yisrael were much more reluctant to give. They were much more wary. They said, the last time we all contributed to something, look what happened. By us contributing, we ended up with an eagle. So in order to avoid that happening another time, they didn't give so quickly. And that's why we can't have any complaints to them why they didn't give to the Mishkan. Because now they were concerned what happens when they're collecting. I saw similarly, Rav Nachum Zemba explained. We learn from here the greatness of Klal Yisrael. What does that mean, said Rav Nachum Zemba? When Klal Yisrael contributed to the Egel, they were at their lowest point. Even though at that point, they were at their lowest point, that did not stop them, not long afterwards, from contributing to the Mishkan. So we see how great Klal Yisrael is, that they have the ability to bounce back. they have the ability to do tshuva. And on one moment they're giving money to the Egel, and right afterwards they're giving money to the Mishkan, and they bounce back to come to a very high madrega. Tana Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. And he says, when he speaks about Adam Asnisa, the Brisa teaches us, Vasisa Kapira Zova Tor, and the Torah teaches us, Yova Zov Shel Kapiris, the money that's given for the Kapiris, for the Mishkan, Vichapir Al Zov Shalegel. So I saw the Beis Halevi explains why from everything in the Mishkan does our Gemara say it's the Kapiris which is Mechapir on the Egel. Why not any other part of the Mishkan? So he says, where is the Kapiris? The Kapiris is on top of the Aron, where we have the Torah, we have the Luchas. The way a Jew achieves Kapara, explains the Beis Halevi, is by giving, by contributing to Torah and by learning Torah. The way that we can become close to Hashem is only through Torah. It says the Gemara of Chagi B'Shem Reshmur Bar Nosson, says, Sholosh Trumas Nemer Parshas Ois. This pasuk speaks about Truma three times. The pasuk says, Trumas Adonim, the Klai Yisrael were told to give a machsa shekel for Adonim, those were the base of the Kroshim. Truma Shkolim, which we're discussing, that every year everybody had to give a machsa shekel for the Kabbanah Sibur. And then there's Trumas HaMeshkan, when they donated to the Mishkan. Dabba B'nai Yisrael, and the Gemara explains which pasuk speaks about which truma. The pasuk says Dabba B'nai Yisrael v'yichol truma zu trumas adonim. That refers to the adonim where we have to, everybody had to give a machzor shekel for the adonim. Meis kalisha shi'advenu libay tichu is trumasi zu trumas hashpigolim. That's the machzor shekel that we're speaking about. V'zoyis atrumas shetichu mi'itam zu trumas hamishkan that they donated for the mishkan. Trumas hamishkan, the trumas hamishkan was used l'mishkan. All the materials to build the base of the Mishkan. Mashi Yirtzu Yasu. Whatever they needed to use those materials for, that's what they were used. The Trumas Shkolim were used carbon for the different carbonate tzibur. And again, here, Mashi Yirtzu Yasu. The Shkolim were used for all the various, the many different types of kabbanas that I brought. And the Allah is Kadesh Yikulim Shava. Every Jew, as we're going to be discussing, should have a shear in all the kabbanas. The Trumas Adonim were used for the Adonim to build the Adonim of Mishkan. The Torah says, regarding the Trumas Shkolim, Hosh lo yarbe v'adal lo yamid b'mechsa shekel. V'amrav oven. After Pasha Zois. In this Pasha, again, the Torah, Nehmeh B'Sholosh Trumas, the Torah says three times Truma, Machsa Shekel, Truma Hashem, Yitain Trumas Hashem, Losses is Truma Hashem, to teach us that all three, about these three Trumas, and that the Halach is by the Trumas Adonim and the Machsa Shekel, all Jews should give the same amount. Furthermore, I saw that the Halach is that not only should all Jews give the same, all Jews give the same amount, but the Rambam, Paskins that included in the halacha of Asher lo yarba v'adal lo yamid is that everybody has to give a full machsa shekel. You can't pay out the machsa shekel in a number of times. Everybody should give the machsa shekel, a full machsa shekel, all at the same time of the year. So we learned in our Mishnah B'chamisha Asabah, on the 15th day of Adar, Karnas Megillah B'Krochim. Walled cities from the time of Yeshua ben Nun read the Megillah on that day. Ask the Gemara, Loiken Amar Rav Chelba Rav Huna, didn't Rav Chelba say the name Rav Huna, and Rav said the name Rav Chiba Rabba, Hakla Yoitzim Bi Abba Asa, Shuzman Kriyasai, that you could, even if you live in a walled city, even if you live in the Krochim, you could be Yoitzim the Mitzvah of Megillah on the 14th day of Adar. So shouldn't the Mishnah have mentioned the 14th day of Adar? Because 14th day of an Adar is a day that everybody in Klal Yisrael can be Yotze Mikra Megillah. The 15th day of Adar is only a day that people who live in the Krochen can be Yotze. Answers the Gemara, Laba Lamdecha. The reason the Mishnah teaches this, Shekala Mitzvahs, that all the other Mitzvahs are Noyagas Bar Dushani, the Mitzvahs that we do in Adar Sheni, ain't in the Hagas Bar Dushani. And if that year is a leap year, so too the mitzvah should be done at Adar Sheni. And in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, this was even more of a relevant halacha. Because our calendar is a fixed calendar. So we know if this year is going to have two Adars, or if this year is only going to have one Adar. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't a fixed calendar. And therefore, we have Adar, and we may think that this is going to be the only Adar this year. And still, then they make Adar Sheni. Everything we did in Adar Rishon, we have to do an Adar Sheni again. So that's why our Mishnah teaches us the halacha of the Adar Sheni Megillah, to teach us that if I read the Megillah in Adar Rishon, I have to read it over again in Adar Sheni. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef, Rav Acha, Rav Yasfin, they were sitting. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rav Acha, Lai Mestabra, this thing that we just said, that if somebody who lives in the Krochim read the Megillah on the 15th of Adar, he's Yotza, El Lishavar. In the Yerushalmi, the word Lishavar means B'dievid. B'dievid, if the Megillah was read on 15th day in Adar, you're Yotza. In the 14th day in Adar, even if you live in the Krochim, you're Yotza. Aval Labo, if somebody comes to ask a question, and he says, I live in the city of Krochim, the Aloch is that one has to read, we tell them that the right time to read the Megillah is on the 15th day in Adar. Don't read it on the 14th day in Adar. Ask the Gemara, Hadatani Makrish Naga Likroisa Shnei Yomim. There are cities like the city of Tveria that we're not quite certain if it has a wall from the time of Yeshua ben Nun. The Loch is, Koyonaisa Shnei Yomim, we read it both on Arba Asur and on Chamisha Asur. But now, if the Loch is that somebody who lives in a Krochim, if he read the Megillah on 14th day of Adar, he was Yotze the Mitzvah, so why should we read it on the Chamisha Asar? We're reading it anyway on 14th of Adar, because we don't know if this city has a wall from the time of Yeshua ben Nun. So read it on the 14th, and then, if that's the right time, great. And even if it's not the right time, you were Yotze the Mitzvah. Amalei, so Rav Acha said to Rav Yosef, Af ani soivakein. I hold that it's not just the Evid that I hold that a person who lives in the city that's a krochim has to read it on the 15th day on Adar. I hold that way, even though the other man Dama held you could do it from the 14th. Amar Ramana Vyos. It's good what Rav Chalba just taught us, that you could read it from the 14th day is correct. And we had a question. So why in a city like Tveria do we read it both on the 14th and the 15th? Ilam Shikariya Ba'aba Asa, because if we're going to read the Megillah on the 14th and of Adar, Chayz V'kar Ba'az Chamisha Asar, and then we tell you to read it on the 15th, Shema and Shemeloi. Maybe they're not going to want to do it, because they're going to say we already did our mitzvah. Im Atuk Oymekain, and if we're going to tell you that is indeed the halacha, so if everybody's going to learn that you could do it on the 14th and not have to do it over on the 15th, the halacha, that there is a din halacha, as we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem Masechta Megillah, that people who live in Krochim should read it on the 15th day, nimtza, oikaz man Krochim biyotcha. That entire halacha will fall to the wayside. And we don't chas v'shalom want to have a situation where there is a halacha that the Mishnah, the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch teaches that we should read in Krochim on the 15th. And therefore, even though they read it on the 14th, we specifically read it again on the 15th to not let that halacha, that Krochim read the Megillah on the 15th of Adar, fall to the wayside.